Hunt Country KDY here on a Friday morning. It's a great, great pleasure to have with us a former Major League pitcher who is going to be in West Plains this weekend for a one-day baseball camp. Ray King is going to be the guy running the thing, and Ray King is a name, obviously, with this being Cardinals country, a name that people are very, very familiar with. He had a great Major League career, and he's going to be helping young people out on Sunday at the clubhouse in West Plains, which is located at 1402 South Valley Road. And it's a great pleasure and an honor to have him on the radio with us this morning. Mr. King, how are you doing today?
I'm well, yourself?
Doing very, very well. Let's talk a little bit about what you're going to be doing at this camp at the clubhouse on Sunday. It's going to be from 1 o'clock until 4, and it's for ages 6 to 18. What do you do at your baseball camps, Ray?
Well, we do a little bit of everything from pitching, hitting, fielding, just talking about the game of baseball and some of the older kids, almost like an interview. How you interview them for your middle school, how you interview for your high school team or the high school kids trying to get to college. So we just spit a lot of knowledge at them to learn the game of baseball, which is a simple game. You hit the ball, throw the ball, catch the ball, but there are so many varieties around it to where we want to educate the kids on how to play the game, understand the game, how to win at the game. Also, we know we're going to lose at times. So we just do everything, the fundamentals, the mental aspect of it, and at the end just having fun talking baseball and giving back some knowledge that I gained myself to give back to kids, to where we may not touch every kid, but we can touch a few to get them to love the game even more. That's our biggest thing we want out of camps.
And we should emphasize also, you don't have to have a membership to come to this camp. This is open to anyone that wants to come, and it'll be on Sunday from 1 o'clock until 4, and you could really get a lot out of this thing. You know, part of the, I think you alluded to that just now, the part of the aspect of baseball is it's almost a day-to-day game, and if you don't have success one day, that doesn't mean you can't have success the next day, and so your mental makeup has a lot to do with how well you do on the field, right?
Yeah, that's what I tell a lot of kids. You know, baseball is the only sport that you can be a hitter and go 3-for-10 at 30%, but 3-for-10 is baseball. Hitting 300, that's a good chance you're going to go to Cooperstown.
Yeah.
But as a pitcher, you know, you can have a bad day today, but you got to shake it off because there's a good chance if you're a reliever, you're going to be right back in there tomorrow or starting. You know, you don't have a good start. You got 4 or 5 days to prepare for the next start. So you got to forget what happened yesterday and prepare yourself for tomorrow because, you know, baseball is a game where there's a game every day until you take that uniform off. You got to have fun with it. That's what we're trying to teach the kids, to where if you're in T-ball, little league, middle school, high school, college, to where you play the game the right way, and the game will take care of you. So that's what I try to teach you, is how to play the game and have fun. And, you know, nobody ever went, you know, 1,000-0. You know, there's going to be times you're going to win, you're going to lose, but you got to have character. You got to have understanding that baseball is such a game where you're going to meet friends and learn things. And that's for me, you know, coming from a small town myself, making it to the big leagues and playing for my favorite team, the Cardinals, it was a dream come true. So I'm just trying to come back and get some knowledge to these kids, to where everybody may not make it, but maybe one guy in that camp or girl in that camp that get to the next level, who knows, may now be someone walking on the bush field. So I just want to give everybody the opportunity to where don't let anybody tell you no.
Ray King is on the line with us, former Major League pitcher, and you can register for this camp by going to the site, the clubhouse, or you can send your registration at the link, theclubhouse.pike13.com. So Ray King is in West Plains from 1 to 4 with this one-day camp on Sunday. One of the things, too, is preparation. And for some reason, Ray, you were one of those rare people that could pitch almost literally every day. It was like you had a rubber arm. How did you get in shape? How did you get your arm into shape to be able to pitch like that? Because that is really, really rare anymore.
Well, I tell a lot of people to ask that question is, every day when I got up that morning, mentally I was already pitching. Physically, I just had to pitch. So I go out my day, get to the field, and I expect to pitch. When you expect to do something, it's a lot easier than, man, I hope I don't pitch today. I don't feel the greatest, to where it's almost a mental game. And you just come in, and I tell everybody, pitching, you only got so many throws in your lifetime, and you have to make them count. So I didn't throw a lot of pitches warming up. I did most of my preparation all season, lifting, throwing, and getting in that shape, to where we left spring training on that first day. I was hoping to get in that game and get to 162. Hoping I was finished and getting ready for a playoff run. And so I just I expected to do it. And I tell a lot of kids, if you prepare yourself to be ready, you don't have to get ready.
And speaking of your career, back in 04 and 05, you pitched for the Cardinals, did a great job out of the bullpen. That 04 team, were you surprised? A lot of people make the argument that in the modern era, that 04 team may have been the best team the Cardinals ever had. They had some great, great players on that club, Hall of Famers, future Hall of Famers. Were you surprised that Boston got the better of you that year?
I was. We left spring training, and you just had that feeling like this team gelled so much in spring training to where we hit the ground running in April, went through, you know, the whole season through the playoffs, you know, beating Roger Clemens at a game 7 in Houston to get to the World Series. But Boston just got hot. You know, the Yankees, I joke with all the Yankee players I run into. I was like, you owe me a shot at a World Series because you guys had a 3-0 lead and you got Boston red hot. And they've just ran on momentum. You know, here's the team, wild card team, get in, and you know they got to World Series, and you know they was prime and ready. And unfortunately, we lost. But I'll take that team and stack it up against anybody again, and I guarantee it'd be a different result because we just had a lot of guys in that clubhouse that, you know, carried on a professional. But yeah, we got in a clubhouse, we had fun, we laughed, we joked. But when umpires say play ball, there's a lot of times we're up 2, 3, 4 runs in the first inning to where we got to the sixth inning with that bullpen, we feel like we couldn't lose, from myself to Tavares, to Kleiner, getting to Izzy. So we just had a great group of guys down there and the pitching staff with Woody, you know, Wainwright and all them guys, to where they were just coming up and learning, with Wainwright learning to where he had a great career. But, you know, Matt Morris, Carpenter, Supon, to where them the guys just went out and, you know, got us to the sixth, seventh inning. We won a lot of ball games.
Great baseball team. Ray King is going to be in town at his baseball camp at the clubhouse on Sunday, 1-4. Register at the link, theclubhouse.pike13.com, or you can call at 417-257-4273. Ray King, a pleasure. Thank you so much, and look forward to seeing you in West Plains on Sunday.
Thank you, and look forward to coming down there. So, guys, get on the register, and let's have fun this weekend.
All right, great, Ray. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.